Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where reality slips at the edges and everyday moments turn into something unexplainable. Tonight's story begins not with a scream or a shadow, but with a letter. A letter that should not exist. One that arrived without postage, written in the recipient's own handwriting. This is the letter that delivered itself. Caroline Lewis came home late on a rainy Tuesday, umbrella dripping as she fumbled for her keys. She was halfway through the door when she noticed the envelope lying neatly on her doormat. It wasn't soaked like the rest of the floor. It looked freshly placed. Curious, she picked it up and froze. Her name was written on the front. Caroline Lewis. Handwriting she recognized instantly. Curved C, slight rightward slant, the way the loop of the L flicked upward at the end. It was her handwriting. She turned the envelope over. A deep red wax seal stamped with an unfamiliar crest, an intricate symbol of interlocking circles. It felt heavy, deliberate. A part of her brain whispered, "Don't open it." But her curiosity was stronger. She broke the seal. Inside was a single folded sheet of thick ivory paper, also handwritten. Also in her handwriting. She read, "Dear Caroline, if you are reading this, then it means things have already started. I don't have much time to explain, you wouldn't believe me if I tried. But you must do exactly as I say. Please, leave the house tonight. Do not wait until morning. And above all, do not open the door for anyone who knocks. Especially if they claim to be you.
Whatever happens, do not look at the man with my face. Caroline. Caroline's pulse raced. She read it again. And again.
Her own handwriting. Her own name. But she had never written this. Her gaze drifted to the bottom corner. A faint date was scribbled there.
April 27, 2041. Again years into the future.
She dropped the letter as if it had burned her. For the next hour, she sat motionless at her kitchen table, staring at the paper, trying to rationalize. A prank. A forgery.
A veiled marketing stunt.
She pulled old notebooks from drawers and compared them. The handwriting was identical. Even the slight hesitation before the downstroke of her D's. The uneven spacing between certain letters. The way she always forgot to cross her T's at a perfectly straight angle. It was her handwriting. But older. More deliberate. Every stroke written with urgency. She checked the doors twice. Then three times.
Drill de cortins.
Kept every light in the house on. At 1:02 a.m., she was still awake. At 1:57, the house fell silent. At 2:13 a.m., someone knocked. Three times. Knock. Knock. Knock.
Caroline froze.
Her eyes flicked toward the front door. The sound was unmistakably close. She didn't move. Didn't breathe. Knock. 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 A voice followed. Soft.
Familia. Caroline.
It's me. Her breath caught. It was her voice. Not similar. Not close. Identical. Please open, the voice said gently.
You know I won't hurt you.
You wrote to me first. The letter. It was referring to the letter.
Har vision blue redastir stum harais.
She clamped a hand over her mouth to muffle her breathing.
Caroline, the voice said again cal.
Patient. If you don't open, it'll be worse later.
Har legs tremble d'un controlalable. Ever instincts crea med torran.
But her feet wouldn't move.
The voice grel quieter, closer to the door.
As if leaning in.
Whispering now. Don't make me knock again.
The air felt thick. Her heart pounded against her ribs. Then.
Silence. No footsteps.
No retreat.
Just absence.
She stayed frozen until dawn. The next morning, she pressed her ear to the door.
Silence.
She opened it slowly. There was nothing on the doorstep. Except another envelope. Same wax seal. Same handwriting. She sank to her knees before opening it. With trembling hands, she unfolded the paper. You did well. You survived the first night. But it's not over. There will be more knocks.
More voices. Some will sound like friends. Some will sound like children. Some will sound like me again. Never look through the peephole. Never open the door.
If you do, it won't be me. Not yet.
Three nights.
If you can make it through three nights, I'll come myself. The real me.
Don't let the cop in fast. Caroline. April 28, 2041.
Caroline stared at the letter, shaking violently.
Three nights.
She hadn't even survived one properly. And now she knew. Whatever knocked last night wasn't going to stop.
And somewhere out there.
Something else was coming. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected.
Some letters arrive too late.
Others arrive too early. The worst kind arrive right on time.